I could stay a while, but sooner or later I'll break your soul. You'll probably call me a fool and say I'm doing exactly what a coward would do. And I'm beginning to like you. It's a shame, what a lame way to live, but what can I do? I hope you appreciate what I do. I'm a martyr for my love for you. A martyr for my love for you. For my love for you. potential of you and me. It's like a book elegantly bound, but in a language that you can't read just yet. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Yeah. gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person. Understand.
We're writing on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone. Return to sender. Return to sender. Return.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
From all the sides, we're only hoping that this effort is free. for something. Adversity will always be divine.
Change the world. you mean? Said the man with the shovel, shoveling the ashes. I've been digging in the frozen ground, and I keep on shoveling, keep on shoveling, keep on shoveling. Shoveling the ashes, chiseling the surface, fire in the furnace, a hammer in the anvil. Hammer in the anvil.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
Or you've got green eyes, or you've got gray eyes, or you've got blue eyes.
La 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 Listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
The sun.